And when I cast my mind back to that summer of 1936, these two memories of our first wireless and of Father Jack's return are always linked. So that when I recall my first shock at Jack's appearance, shrunken and jaundiced with malaria, at the same time, I remember my delight, indeed my awe, at the sheer magic of that radio. And when I remember the kitchen throbbing with a beat of Irish dance music beamed to us all the way from Dublin, and my mother and her sisters suddenly catching hands and dancing a spontaneous step dance and laughing, screaming like excited schoolgirls. At the same time, I see that forlorn figure of Father Jack shuffling from room to room as if he were searching for something but couldn't remember what. And even though I was only a child of 7 at the time, I knew I had a sense of unease, some awareness of the widening breach between what seemed to be and what was, of things changing too quickly before my eyes, of becoming what they ought not to be. That may have been because Uncle Jack hadn't turned out at all like the resplendent figure in my head, or maybe because I had witnessed Marconi's voodoo derange those kind, sensible women and transform them into shrieking strangers. Or maybe it was because during those Lugnasa weeks of 1936, we were visited on two occasions by my father, Jerry Evans. And for the first time in my life, I had a chance to observe him.